Maybe the phones will answer. Look like the hope is burns faith once again tonight. This is going to be one many opinions, one that people talk about, one that people speculate. I mean, everybody got a different opinion based on your beliefs, based on how you feel, based on where you grew up, based on the household, based on your mentality. Everybody got a different opinion. This one is concerning to marry or not to marry, to live together and not be married. Is it right? Is it wrong? Should I? Should I not? What's your opinion? Why are they looking at me? I know people talking about me, people judging me. There's so many different ways this podcast can go, talking about marriage versus living together, where some people call shacking, you know, living with a man or a woman and not married to them. So, man, this right here, I'm not going to go too deep in depth because it would take a long time, but we're going to see, can we scratch the surface of this to give people like a different outlook or openness. Now, first of all, a lot of people have their opinion of getting married is based on what they've seen their parents go through, their grandparents go through, their friends go through. Well, no marriages work. Marriages never work. You can be together for 10 years, get married, and it breaks up, it ends. So I'd rather not get married because I want to be with this person for the rest of my life. I mean, that's the opinion of a lot of people. Is that the right opinion? I mean, which way are you looking at? I mean, first, you can't judge your life on somebody else's life. You can't judge your relationship on somebody else's relationship. If somebody else's marriage didn't work out, that don't mean yours don't work out. I mean, maybe they just got married for the wrong reason. But then, I mean, what's your reason for being with this person for all these years? You can live together and get along and be at peace, but as soon as you say, I do, and commit to a relationship, then it has to end. So maybe that's something wrong with the commitment issues in the relationships. Because if you can live together, you can be married. Nothing has to change but your mentality. But it's the only difference is you're in a committed relationship and you say, I'm with you. You're that one. You're the one. So that's the only thing different in living together and being married. Your vows that you commit. Now, a lot of people wonder, if you're a Bible believer, you know, they always go back to this scripture, you know, you ain't got no business shacking, and they always say it's better to marry than to burn. But then I'm going to go to the scripture just to let you know where it is, and you can read it for yourself if you like, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and it's in there. And Apostle Paul, if you're familiar with him, he was just letting us know. He said, chapter 7, verse 6, but I speak this by permission and not by commandment. So it's a choice. It's a choice. Like everybody got a choice to do right or to do wrong, to get married or not, to live with somebody and be married, or live with somebody and not to be married. It's a choice. Nobody can twist your arm, but everybody got an opinion. But as it was saying in verse 7, he was saying, for I would that all men were even as myself. But every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner and one after that. I say therefore unto the unmarried and the widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. And that means if you're a Bible believer, a faith believer, that means you have no distractions whatsoever. When it's just you and God, and you don't have to spend your time this way or that way. And that's all he's saying. But if you don't want to be by yourself, then he's letting us know. But if you cannot contain yourself, but if you cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. So what he's saying is, I mean, it's by God's law, by the grace of God, he wants us to be married. He don't want us to be living unwed. We know if you're a Bible believer, you already know the circumstances, you know, fornication, under the door, whatever case may be, you already know. But I don't have to explain that. So what we're talking about is, should you shack or should you live with somebody and not be married? It says right there. But if you cannot contain, let them marry, for it's better to marry than to burn. So, of course, if you're living according to the Bible, you should be married. But then, what's the circumstances in that? You're living there, you're sharing bills, you're cooking, you washing clothes, you're spending all this time together. But the worst thing in your mind is, I can't get married because it's not going to work out. But should it be a difference based on what you're doing? If you're in love, if you're committed, especially if you're a Bible believer, then it shouldn't be an option. Some people do it and they say, Lord, can you please forgive me? Please forgive me, Lord. I know it's wrong, but Lord, I'm going to do it, and I'm asking you to forgive me. That's willfully sinning when you know it's wrong. So is there a right answer? Of course it is, according to the word of God, but everybody got an opinion. And people see what you're doing. A lot of people get offended when they say, hey, you need to get married and quit shacking and do this and do that. So people get offended, push them away. They get mad, they get angry, but then everybody has to work out their own soul salvation according to your faith in God. And that's the bottom line. So is it wrong? Of course it's wrong, according to God. But according to your flesh, you don't think it's wrong because you're satisfying your flesh. But I've never understood why people feel like they can get together, they can date 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, 20 years, but the thought of getting married just totally scares them. All you have to do is do the same thing that you're doing to stay living together. If you're committed, if you're in love, do the same thing. Once you say I do, it shouldn't scare you. Only thing is that you're doing right in the eyes of God. So somewhere in there, you need to pray. Lord, please help me. Lord, I'm afraid to get married because everywhere I look around, people get divorced. But then what is your foundation? Like I said earlier, some people marry the wrong person. They're not committed in the beginning. See the signs, look. But if you can be together that long, living together, I don't see why you can't be married. I mean, most women these days, they want a relationship to where they can share bills. Most men want a relationship where they can be in the house, where they can share bills. But you're doing the same thing. The only thing is, I mean, you're out of the will of God, because the scripture said in chapter 7, verse 9, but if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. I heard a question once. Somebody asked, if you willingly live with somebody and you indulge in sexual activities, will God forgive you? God is faithful and just to forgive if you're godly sorry. Now, God know the intentions of your heart. God know if you're really sorry about what you've done wrong or if you've sinned. God knows this. So, but if you continually do it and say, forgive me, Lord. Lord, I indulge in activities. So, Lord, forgive me, Lord. I indulge in some more activities. Lord, forgive me, Lord. Somewhere in there, it's going to be to where okay, wait a minute. Let's get too repetitious here. And then you're gonna forget. We're called to repentance when we do wrong. God is faithfully just to forgive, and he authority to see and forgive us. But now, what happens if you willingly commit this sin and you don't have time to ask God to forgive you? And they say, hey, what happened? I'm not going to forget. But suppose you're in a situation where you have no choice. Something happened in the process, like you slept, you pass out and don't wake up, and you go home, you're done. If you believe in the Bible, if you believe and you're doing that, I mean, do you have time to repent? No, you don't. And so that's why we shouldn't play with it. That's why we shouldn't willingly do things where we know it's wrong and think we got time to ask God for forgiveness. And that's plain and simple. Trying to keep it simple, trying to keep it clean, not to get too deep and indoors, but willfully sinning can get you caught up in a lot of things. And not just that, but even if, well, I'm going and sell these drugs because I need to make some money, and you get away. Okay, you go do it again. Lord, forgive me. I needed the money, and you get away, and then you do it again, and you sell the drugs, and you come back. You got away. Lord, please forgive me. I know I shouldn't do it, but I need the money. All of a sudden, the next time you sell to an undercover agent, they get you. They take you down. They show you pictures of all six of your drug transactions, and all of a sudden you're caught up and you get locked up. You're in jail. And then you'd be like, Lord, I asked you to forgive me. But then you kept playing with it. You was willingly sinning, willingly selling drugs, willingly doing that. And then all of a sudden, it came up a time where, okay, God's okay, now you're playing with me. One thing we can't do now, we can't play with God. To know better is to do better. And that's another situation to where you willfully sin. It ain't all just about relationships and living with somebody. It's anytime that you're willingly doing something that you know, Lord, and the most common is people that drink alcohol and been out there and you drink and you get all upset, your stomach get upset, and you that night your head hurting, banging and against a wall, and you're in the bathroom on your knees throwing up. And you got enough breath in your body, said, Lord, please forgive me for drinking this alcohol. I won't do it no more. And Lord, just get me out of this, Lord. And then you wake up the next morning, you're feeling good. That next night, you're doing the same old thing. You're doing it again. So that's where you have to know that you can't keep playing with it. And then you do it again. And then after about three or four times, you do it again and you go out to the club and all of a sudden you're riding and you hit a roadblock. And they get you, you've been drinking, and you be like, Lord, I thought you forgave me for them times. But yeah, but you did it one time too many. And in the process of you going out, you didn't have time to get back home and throw up and get on your knees on the floor in the bathroom and say, God, please forgive me. So you made it through and now you got a DUI. You got to pay $3,000-$5,000 not to go to jail or to get the license taken for 2 or 3 years. So look at all the repercussions from willingly sinning. So the moral of this story is, right is right, wrong is wrong. If you play with it, you pay the price. If you play with it, whatever the consequences, you just got to deal with it and say, okay, I knew better. I know better. Should someone judge you for that? No, absolutely not. We're not here to judge. We're here to inspire. Will I say, hey, you know better than that now. You know you shouldn't be doing that because that's wrong. Because if you get caught, you know what's going to happen. Of course I'll do that. But if I say, oh, you dirty, low down, hard headed, ain't no good. You this, that, and the other. No, that's not me. Because you know what you're doing wrong. I don't have to tell you what you're doing wrong. You already know. But I can tell you the consequences if you keep going wrong. And I can tell you in love without judging you, without saying, hey, you just so stupid. I just know what got into you. You just so hard-headed. If you know it, you keep running to the same thing. That's not the way I'll draw you. But I can remind you and say, hey, you know what? I did that one time and I barely made it through. And I promise God I won't do it no more. So now when I go out, and I'm driving, I don't have to worry about it no more because I know I don't have any alcohol in my system. So they can pull me over in time to get ready. But that's the difference. So the moral of the story is don't willingly sin. Whether it's living with somebody and you know it's wrong, and then asking God to forgive you, selling drugs and you know it's wrong, and every time you get back home, you say, Lord, forgive me this time. Drinking and driving and escaping and escaping and escaping. Lord, please let me get home. And then once you get home, the next day you set out to do the same thing. That's what it's all about. Don't willfully sin. But going back to the first beginning of the subject, it's better to marry than to burn. So you can take that how you want to, but if you want to read up on it, you can go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, start at the first verse, and read down there and see what you can get out. Read slow now, because if you read too fast, you might miss something. So read slow so you can find out. But regardless, whatever you do, don't forget before you go to sleep, Lord, please forgive me for the wrong I've done. But when you take, God know the intentions of your heart. God know when you're asking him for forgiveness and you mean it. God know if you godly sorry, he know. You can't fool God. You might can fool that person over there, that person over there. You might can try to fool me, but you can't fool God because God know the intentions of your heart. So whatever you do, when it comes to repentance, let it be real. Thank you for your time. Hope inspires faith. Until next time, don't willfully sin. If you know it's wrong, do everything within you not to do it so you won't get caught up in the crossfire. God bless. Have a good night.